prince of every station, give ear to a frolicsome song. The like was ne'er seen in the nation, done by a female so young. She bought her a mare and a bridle, a saddle and pistols also. She resolved she would not be idle, for upon the path she did go. She clothed herself in great splendor, for breeches and sword she had on. Her body appeared very slender, she showed like a pretty young man. And then like a patter so witty, she mounted with speed on her mare. She left all her friends in the city and steered her course towards where. The first that she met was a grocer, was walking with cane in his hand. She soon to the spot came up closer, and boldly she bid him to stand. She took from him but a guinea, and then met a tailor with shoes, and because the poor rogue had no money, she gently clipped off his ears. The next that she met was a tanner, for loss of his money he cried, and because he bawled in this manner, she handsomely tanned his hide. She rode about 7 miles farther, and then a stagecoach she did rope. The passengers all cried out murther, but this was a 50-pound job. And then she robbed a Welsh miller, she faced him and gave him the word. Her spluttered and sword her would kill her, if that her had got but her sword. And then she came up with a Quaker, she told him she must have his corn. Quoth he, "Thou silly wiseacre, thou shalt have no money of mine." She showed him a pistol to prove him. He told her by yea and by nay that since the good spirit did move him, she might take his money away. An exciseman she then next accosted and bid him deliver with speed. He often no valor had boasted, but he was a coward indeed. She rifled him then of his money. Oh, this was a very rich prize. She took from him 80 guineas, which he had received for excise. The next that she met was a patter, well mounted upon a bayonet. Oh, this made her so much the gladder, she told him she wanted a bag. He thought she would certainly fight him, prepared himself out of hand. And she was resolved to fright him, she damned him and bid him to stand. He presently drew out his rapier and bid her to stand on her guard. But quickly away she did caper, the highwayman followed her hard. He followed and soon overtook her and searched her breeches with speed. And as he did well overlook her, he found her a woman indeed. The highwayman stood all amazed, but she had no cause to complain. Though with her he did what he pleased, he